So let's switch back to targeted therapy. And one of the things that's been really interesting over the last couple of years, really even longer actually, has been the issue of management of CNS mets. We actually did a meeting at the Society of Neuro-Oncology on CNS disease in people with targetable mutations. There's really a lot to say, and I kind of want to sort of get right to the clinical aspect of it. And Estella, you have a 77-year-old man where this was an issue. Can you kind of go through particularly what
Yes.
happened in terms of the brain mets?
So this is a 77-year-old man who had presented with progressive pain in the left shoulder and neck. And, you know, he had some initial x-rays that were negative. Then he developed worsening shortness of breath and went into the hospital and had a very large left pleural effusion. He had a thoracentesis and he was found to have a malignant effusion with cytology positive for adenocarcinoma. But that cytology was insufficient for molecular study. So initially, he had been worked up in the hospital and they did send up, recommended to do another biopsy, obviously for the molecular studies. But I guess in general question, if you meet a patient like this, do you do a liquid biopsy and just wait for the liquid biopsy, or do you really send them out for more tissue up front? That was one question I had.